This week, the Golden State Warriors announced plans to move to San Francisco in 2017 from their current home in Oakland. Although team officials said there were no plans to stop using Golden State, there's been speculation that the team might rebrand itself as the San Francisco Warriors. Re-rebrand itself would be more like it. The franchise used that name from 1962 to 1971. Rich Campbell is a professor of marketing at Sonoma State University. He says name change or no, geography will present a problem.
I think it's going to be a bumpy road. The locals view it as an Oakland team at this point, and maybe over a 10 or 20 year period, the San Francisco rebranding will be a big success. But the immediate concern is for the next 5 years while they remain in Oakland, are they going to alienate those fans with their plan to move just across the bridge?
Deciding on a city or state identification can be tricky. Baseball's Marlins just zoomed in on the team naming map. For years, the team played in Miami's suburbs while claiming the whole state of Florida as their own. But this year, after relocating to a new stadium, the Marlins decided Miami was the place to be. Campbell says in a large state with several large cities, that's a smart move.
If Pittsburgh has an identity of toughness, that transfers pretty easily to the Steelers and vice versa. But when you go to sort of the state level, like Golden State Warriors or the Florida Marlins, that those states mean so many things to so many different people in terms of their brand identity, that I think it's harder to get that transference to the team.
Other teams take a regional approach. The New England Patriots associate with six states. And think fast, which Carolina do the NFL's Carolina Panthers play in? It's North, same for the NHL's Hurricanes. That got me thinking about a great market pro sports leagues haven't tapped yet, the Dakotas. Professor Campbell said they might have to consider a strength in numbers approach.
From a geographic standpoint, you would go with the Upper Plains or something that really goes super regional.
This season was the Nets' last one in New Jersey, and to add insult to injury, the team is dropping an entire state for a single borough in New York, Brooklyn. The New York Mets play in Flushing, but Flushing Mets, while often appropriate, doesn't quite have the same ring to it. But no team will ever top the Angels, the Chad Ochocinco and Meta World Peace of pro sports franchises. The Los Angeles Angels became the California Angels before becoming the Anaheim Angels, only to settle on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. In the end, maybe we should all just root for the home team, even when they're in a home away from home. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at TraderJoe's.com. This is NPR.